I was asked to keep this homily short because your pastor will be speaking with you after communion. I think it's the Sermon on the Mount. The story that Jesus tells in today's gospel is a story, and it is not about money, though a talent in Jesus' day was a money measurement equaling anywhere, the scripture scholars tell us, equaling anywhere from what we would know as $30,000 to 20 years of wages. The point is, it's a significant sum. And for a short homily, I'd rather not talk about the good, clever, and eager two who knew what to do with something freely given, that is, use it to best advantage. Jesus is very happy about that in today's story. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the poor fellow who is afraid. Jesus is not happy about that at all. Not happy about a wasted possibility, an opportunity for something good, and certainly not happy about someone being afraid. How often in the Gospels does Jesus say, "Do not be afraid"? What do you and I do with something freely given, like joy or mercy or grace? Where does the temptation to hide good things come from? Why do we sometimes doubt that the gift is a gift of value? Maybe because even though it's freely given, it isn't free, because the giver expects that we will do something with it. Like if you have a compassionate heart, or a mind for righting wrongs, or a strong will to reconcile, are we waiting for other people to be compassionate, other people to right wrongs, other people to reconcile? We're tempted, you know, to let those other guys do the good. And all the while, Jesus is looking at each one of us and saying, "You are those other guys. What are you waiting for? Why aren't you using the great gifts that your Heavenly Father has given you? What in the world are you afraid of?" Well, sometimes we're afraid of the effort it takes to be good. Sometimes we're afraid of getting hurt. Sometimes we don't even know why we're afraid, we just are. If an enemy or a total stranger says, "Do not be afraid," that's one thing. But if a lover or a dear friend says, "Do not be afraid," it's different. So maybe sometimes we're afraid because we are not sure we have a lover's or a best friend's relationship with Jesus. "Don't let fear keep us apart," the song says. Jesus says, "Don't let fear keep us apart. I have come to bring you life and life to the fullest. I have come that your joy may be complete." Sounds like a lover to me. "I call you friends," says Jesus. So we come to the Eucharist this morning, which is our Thanksgiving prayer on this week of Thanksgiving, to be in communion with Jesus, to know him as lover and best friend, so that we will not be afraid. But really, really, it is Jesus, the lover and best friend, who so longs to be in communion with each of us.